99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
I have to do this.
Turn it up. On demand.
Welcome
to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It was another day where I got to hit the little bun warmers on.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
A little bun blast.
A little comfort to your rear. Hey there, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
36 outside. Going to warm up nicely to about 59 the rest of the day. So there you go, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Yeah, a nice little comfort, a little hug to your tush this morning. You know what?
It's a tushy hug.
And here's the thing. They may exist, but not in my world. So I'm just going to put it out there. Unless you have a bun warmer on your couch or chair at home.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm sure rich people maybe have that technology.
Those? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You may want to just... You know, as you're going out to maybe take the trash out or going out to check the mail, just hop in the car and...
Blast the buns?
Blast the buns a little bit.
And just to feel like you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And then get back out and go inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Just, you know? Just right. Teach yourself like, oh, I have somewhere to go today. No, you don't.
Or you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, so...
Oh, that's easy.
I mean, easy to do
for
here.
Planet Earth. Now, did that exist before all of this, or did they just create that?
No, that was definitely one of those holidays that were, like, office lady type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go... Listen, the last time... It was National Wear Your PJs to Work Day. Carol,
yeah.
She came in a negligee.
Oh, wow.
In a silk negligee.
No, Carol, that's not the kind of PJs we wear to the office. No, Carol.
Definitely trying to put some moves on the boss. I don't know what Carol was. We think she's a slut.
Well, see, now Carol could get away with that with the husband.
Right.
At
I
home,
guess.
Right?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, we don't want to expose too many of Carol's secrets. Uh-oh. But
Carol. Sassy Carol.
Right. But definitely was a holiday before the whole quarantine thing went into effect. But
conveniently timed.
Right. Right. For sure. So today on the show, it is Throwback Thursday. So we'll launch into that around 8:30. There is, speaking of Throwback Thursday... the No Scrubs kid that we need to introduce you to.
She's iconic.
Yeah. Free therapy on this morning, setting the bar, Florida stories. I mean, we got some stuff.
You got some sports.
We got some sports.
There's sports in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because give me sports.
I know.
Give me sports.
He's been like really scraping the bottom of the barrel to dig up some of these sports.
I mean, if it has a sporting element in it, I'm putting it in there.
Okay.
Let me have that.
All right.
Okay.
Feel good.
Do this every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
So, Kim and David, they were supposed to get married. Coronavirus kind of threw a wrench in that.
Sure.
So, to announce to family and friends that they've had to postpone their wedding, they decided to host a postponement shoot that kind of had a little bit of a pandemic theme to it. So she said, it's such a depressing decision to postpone the wedding, but we need to make something positive of it. So they had been planning the wedding for 2 years. They were supposed to get married next month.
Oh.
So they pushed it off to October. Some of the pictures that they had staged, and they're in the woods, socially distant.
Sure.
They look like they're a little drunk, drinking Corona.
Okay.
In one picture. Another one, he's on bended knee proposing with a package of Charmin.
Oh.
So... really kind of a cute way to kind of have a little fun with the situation and say, listen, this is going to happen. We're just going to push it off to mid-October. Hopefully you guys will save the date.
I get it.
And then you can come celebrate with us at that time. But you know, that's tough when you've been planning something for 2 years, looking forward to it. Supposed to happen so close.
Yeah.
And then a pandemic across the world. Throws a wrench in it.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, literally the year 2020 for just about everybody is...
Sucks
at this point. Are we going to rethink hindsight 2020?
Oh, wow. It's good, Jane.
I mean, are we gonna rethink that phrase? Because
I don't know.
Hindsight, if we look back at 2020,
oh.
I mean, I know it stands for vision, like your 2020 vision.
I was going to say that the eye doctors are going to struggle now.
But maybe you need to be like, hindsight's 2015.
Yes, 2015. Was that a good year? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Yeah. But I don't remember anything significant.
But I 2015 comes
there
to mind because
wasn't a pandemic.
Because that's what they lasered my eyes to.
Yes. Yeah. I got 2015 too.
Yeah, right.
Which is better than perfect. 2020 is supposed to be the goal.
Right. I know. I can practically see through things.
Okay, we're just going to go ahead and rebrand it then.
All right.
Hindsight's 2015.
There you go.
No one's going to know what they're talking about.
Nope.
That's feel good, though.
Not a clue.
We're stopping to feel good on this cover.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
More Joe Exotic news.
Oh, wow.
Tiger King.
Okay.
I almost last night, while getting ready to go to bed, hit the after the Tiger King special.
Oh, because you haven't seen
Joel
it yet?
Joel McHale. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I almost hit that. My wife, Elizabeth, she was like, yeah, I'm not ready to do that.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not ready to
do that
still
kicking herself for spending all the time on the original series.
Right, I guess so. Anyways, Joe Exotic is in talks to, he's going to be our competition, apparently, because he's in talks to get his own radio show.
A jail radio show?
Do you remember, and I don't feel like this is a mystery, he, from the series Tiger King, Joe Exotic broadcast to, public access
little TV show on the World Wide Web.
But it was on the internet, and according to one of his producers, it was it broadcast to 70 people.
Yeah.
So it was a very
large, growing.
It was a humble start, we'll say.
An intimate little group.
So yes, Kelly, this radio show would be broadcast from in jail.
Because
you know, he is serving a 22-year prison sentence for orchestrating a murder-for-hire plot targeting animal rights activist Carol Baskin.
So I don't know how we would compete with a radio show from jail. I mean, it's pretty wow.
Now, so his husband, Dylan, was saying it's kind of mind-blowing, and he didn't really give any detail as to what radio station was involved. Or what stage the talks have reached. So.
Okay. Joe Exotic Radio. Oh, that would be magical. Magical, right?
Listen.
Magical.
Apparently, Joe is eager to get the new show to embrace the fame gained from the success of the Tiger King.
Ride that wave.
Ride that wave.
Of fame. For sure.
I feel like it would get a spike at the very beginning. People would just check it out.
They're curious.
I couldn't imagine listening to a four-hour radio program of Joe Exotic talking about probably Carol Baskin.
I can't really imagine hearing him talk for 4 minutes.
Listen, I appreciate you all for hanging with us for any amount of time, and we're professional radio broadcasters.
We are professional radio broadcasters. Thank you for that.
And I go back and I listen to some of our podcasts, and I'm like, wow, all right.
Like the one from 2 days ago?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So again, we may have some competition in the works from Mr. Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic, from jail.
Gonna have to tighten up our game.
We are.
Yeah.
You know what? Competition makes you stronger.
It does.
Right?
Sure.
Right?
I have a question. Back to Joe's husband, Dylan. What is he doing? Does he have a job?
I mean, he's riding the wave, Kelly.
Was he just being Joe's husband? Because that wasn't paying well at last check.
So, definitely wasn't.
I'm curious.
Yeah, we need a wellness check.
We need a wellness check on Dylan.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Apparently, Dua Lipa is enjoying quarantine with her boyfriend.
That's great.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's so great for young lovers. So
nice. I know. Her and her boyfriend, and then Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just have to hang out
together. That's fun.
You know, that's good because most celebrity relationships, especially when you're young and you're dating and you're having to go all over the place and travel all the time, that's when they fall apart. So maybe they're solidifying things in these quarantine times.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about how a lot of relationships are having to get to the what are we stage a little bit quicker than they normally would because, virtual dating is a little bit weirder than actually physically getting to see someone,
yes.
You know?
It's keeping that chemistry going and growing.
Yes, and, dipping the toe in the water. Because I saw something again today. There was sexting and pictures being sent over text messages. Text messages are wild. They're going crazy.
Oh, okay.
Which
remember they can come back and haunt you.
Wait, I know, but listen. The fact that we have these stats... Show me everything you text is getting read.
Exactly. Exactly. Big Brother's watching.
I mean, it's the cell phone companies or something are going.
Know.
Huh.
Oh.
Kelly.
Here's another one.
That's a little.
Tally that one up.
That's a little not necessarily in your wheelhouse, is
it? I'm labeling that as a sext. I'm labeling that. Someone, add that to the tally.
I mean, and who gets that job?
I don't know.
To sit there and
really
read,
good question.
Read everybody's text messages.
Who are these statistics people?
It's
Carl with a little tally hash mark. Yeah, add another one. There's one.
Got bad. That's for this hour. Okay, listen. I don't think your wife Elizabeth is going to appreciate all those pictures of you in the bathroom.
Oh boy!
Okay. Wow. Are you regular, sir?
You know what? I would count that.
I would,
because it's showing you in a state of undress. Yeah.
Are you talking about the fact that I will randomly take a picture of me on the toilet, from the viewpoint of just my knees down.
Yes. And you see your feet and your pants around your ankles.
And text that photo to my wife, lovingly, of course.
I'm classifying that. I'm pretty sure they're probably adding that into the total.
As a sext?
Yeah.
You're
in a state of undress.
Yes, but
and you can see that.
Okay.
You can see that. So congratulations, you sassy.
But it's not necessarily a, hey, come hither.
No, but I think it still qualifies.
It's like it's dipping the toe in the old guess where what you're not seeing. All right.
But if we're showing statistics, I'm guessing they're probably counting that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Well, I'm happy to be a part of that stat now.
Look at that.
Wow, here we are. Here we are. I'm contributing now to the sexting stat that is now rapidly growing.
It's exploding.
In the coronavirus quarantine times.
You sassy.
Oh, well, you know, we do what we got to do here in these times. Desperate times call for desperate measures, Kelly.
Well, you were doing that way before, though.
That's true.
Hashtag trendsetter.
So if toilet pictures become a thing.
Yep.
Right here.
That's
the OG. This is where it started.
That's the OG right there.
This is where it started. Oh, look, the young lovers themselves.
Oh, it's
Sean and Camila. Set at the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give these stories to you daily because you need to have some sort of bar to live your life on, right?
Sure.
Right? This sets the bar very, very low.
Yes, you can leap over it. No problem.
All right, to Florida we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting into fights over TikTok videos, you're doing okay.
Listen, TikToks are meant to be fun. They're not supposed to start fights.
I just made a TikTok video yesterday.
Did you really? Yeah. What were you doing?
Well, my daughters wanted to wish one of their dance instructors a happy birthday.
Oh, so do it on TikTok. It's fun.
Yeah, made a little TikTok video for her. But only in Florida we get this. Ashley and her girlfriend were passing the day online when a, quote, verbal altercation over TikTok videos allegedly turned violent when Ashley slapped her girlfriend after they had been arguing over TikTok videos.
What is the argument about?
I don't know.
I love this TikTok. No, this one's better.
No, or, I think
they were making one.
Yes.
Oh, so who's going to be the star?
Because the cop noted that there is a, quote, video of a portion of the incident.
Oh, they were like in the middle of filming it.
Right.
Maybe it became a power struggle. Maybe. Like, I'm the star. No, I'm the star.
What music goes with this? This is great.
There could be
this
creative differences. Sure.
Yeah.
You hear about that all the time on movie sets.
Listen, the victim didn't want to press charges, but nonetheless, Ashley was arrested on misdemeanor domestic battery charge and booked into the Pinellas County Jail.
Listen, let's not get arrested over TikTok videos.
No.
I know that you're probably thinking you're going to become a viral superstar on TikTok, and there's pressures that come with that.
There is.
But 100%. Let's not get arrested.
There are so many better reasons to get arrested than this.
Oh, yeah.
There are better reasons. All right. So again, Florida.
None of them good.
No. Florida making the show with your setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight over TikTok videos, well, you're doing okay.
Good solid advice.
There you go. Feel good.
So bonus feel good. Speaking of Justin, he's kind of one of the celebrities that's jumping in this all-in challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's offering to do, he's going to auction off the chance to have him fly to your house and sing One Less Lonely Girl once the coronavirus lockdown is over. He's all doing it to raise money for the coronavirus relief.
Okay.
So that's just one of the examples of celebrities doing all that. Now, speaking of dealing with this pandemic, right? It can be tough. And there's a little kid on the internets that's offering some solid advice okay. on how to make the most of self-isolating.
The first rule about going outside, always have something to be with you. Always stay safe.
Stay safe.
Always make sure that you don't go too far.
Yeah.
Okay.
And always stay in your property.
Yes, stay
now
in your
property. Now get the video ready. This is a concrete activity only. Don't do it on cars. Don't do it on streets. Don't do it on your face.
Sidewalk chalk.
And you can draw something.
Yeah.
I know learning's not that fun at all times, but there are some fun learning things that you can do, like making butterflies is fun, and it's learning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy this time to be with your friends, family, and loved ones. Don't get stressed out. Be happy and learn more things about yourself.
See?
Look at that.
I mean,
words to live by.
I have no idea how old this kid is, but he looks like it's maybe four at best. But he made an amazing construction paper butterfly
yeah.
that I think I want to try. So it looks pretty, like that's a DIY craft I think I could master. It's pretty amazing. This kid is amazing. I'll tweet out the video because he's precious.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
There you go. That's feel good. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We are streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. The Kentuckiana Cash Relief, brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment. Get the word online in the website, WDJX.com, and you could be $1,000 richer, just like Anne Marie Harris from Sellersburg.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, $1,000, Anne Marie.
All the time, and I never win.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
That is awesome.
Look at that.
Yeah. Today's your day. Well, yeah, that's awesome. And thank you for all that you do there at Baptist Floyd.
Oh, and yeah. She's doing some, she's on the front lines.
Yeah, for sure. So, congratulations, Anne Marie, their latest winner with the Kentuckiana Cash Relief on 99.7 DJX. You know what's kind of magical about this?
What's magical about it?
Is that along with this, we also have been blessed with audio of the first time Anne Marie Harris of
Wait,
Sellersburg.
Marie. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Never saw a man naked.
Oh, God.
Wow. And?
I fly all the time.
Sure. She tried all the time.
Oh, Anne Marie, we're so sorry. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Wow. God. Okay. I mean, hey, listen, it's a magical time. You don't know how, you can't predict how you're going to react.
You're right.
You really can't.
You're right.
No one's going to play this contest ever.
No,
again.
No, they're not because they're afraid of what you're going to do. Stop it right now.
I mean, that's better than this.
No.
I mean, how deflating would it be for the guy?
Yeah, no, that would be, that's pure rejection.
Yeah,
right there.
First time Anne Marie saw a man naked.
No.
And you're like,
oh.
What? It's cold.
Stop. Stop talking. Stop. Stop talking. Anne Marie won $1,000. We're going to leave it at that.
That's okay. All right, great. Very, very.
Happy for her.
Very happy for her. Very happy for her. Very happy for her.
Sorry.
18 times a day.
Oh, God.
You can get in to win $1,000, just like Anne Marie.
Listen, practice your reaction.
No,
practice.
Don't listen to Kelly. Don't practice your reaction. Just let it happen naturally.
No, what's going to happen.
Let it happen naturally. Let nature take its course. Ben Davis, Kelly K. Shows. Sports.
What you got? Make it good. That was quite an intro.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When we talk sports, we go all in. Kelly, we are the sports authority. Big Red. You know Big Red?
The soda?
Hilltopper.
Oh,
mascot.
Gotcha. Sorry. Yes. Got it.
All right. We're talking sports, Kelly. We're talking sports.
Gotcha. Got it. Not a tasty cream soda. Got it.
All right. Western Kentucky. Their mascot, Big Red
mascot,
is in the championship
Whoa.
For mascots against the Cougar from BYU.
Is this like a virtual challenge again? A virtual little bracket challenge?
It is. Since the coronavirus outbreak canceled the NCAA tournament, college sports on Sirius decided to make their own bracket challenge for the best mascot,
yeah.
right? So,
did they make videos to, like, you know, show how awesome they are?
I think probably.
All right.
I mean, listen, Big Red's, he goes pretty hard. But I gotta say, though, Cosmo, the Cougar from BYU, goes pretty hard, too. He's in all those, like, dance video challenges and stuff like that.
He's already got some viral cred. Can I ask a question? What exactly is Big Red? Do you know what he is?
Like a monster. I mean, scary, obviously.
Scary monster.
Yeah, gotcha. Scary monster.
I've always wondered that.
Listen, you got till Friday at noon to vote. We've retweeted the post, but it's like 50-50. Oh. I mean, they are very close.
Now, listen, did the Cardinal Bird jump in and the UK Wildcat and the Purdue Pete? Did they make it in there?
I don't even know if they were in the top 64 teams.
Wow.
I don't know. But I know that the final two are Big Red and Cosmo the Cougar.
Dang.
So.
Dang. Go Big
Red. Yeah.
Not the soda.
You got until Friday at noon when the best mascot in the country will be crowned.
It's going to be Big Red.
I don't know what they're going to get.
I don't know what you are, Big Red, but I support you.
Some random internet poll.
Okay.
So there you go. That's four. Sports.
Great. You feel better?
It's just good to talk sports.
Great. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Good job, Sparky.
Thank you very much. at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. You know, people send us messages all the time, you know, whether it's via email or Facebook messages, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Mm-hmm.
This one coming up next for free therapy is, now, listen, I got to be honest. We asked if we could talk to him.
He said yes.
And he did say yes. And then we tried to contact him.
No, he's not answering
And contact
phone.
Him this morning several times, and he's not answering the phone. So, I mean,
do you think he gave us, like, a fake number?
Maybe he's got a burner phone.
Maybe he's got a burner phone.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are going to try to help him out regardless, because it's an issue that I think needs to be addressed. With free therapy.
All right.
So we got that coming up here next. When quarantine is dividing families.
Uh-oh.
All right. That's on the way. Harry Styles first. 99.7 DJ. Every week, we kind of open it up to you. You send us messages. Maybe you have advice or relationship issue that you need help with. A lot of times we try to call you. Quite honestly, this person, and I'm going to leave his name out because he...
If he didn't answer...
Yeah, I was going to say...
Maybe he's having second thoughts.
But his issue, though, is still valid. And we tried to call him, and he wouldn't answer. So we just wanted to put that out there because I think still it's an issue that a lot of people are probably going through.
Yep. So he said, wanted to see if you guys had an opinion or could give me any advice on how to deal with this issue I'm having with my ex.
Okay.
So we have two boys... We've been split up for 5 years, have both remarried. They live in Covington, and I get the boys on weekends and a few weeks a year. But since this entire thing started, my ex is using social distancing as an excuse for me not to see my kids. I work as a manager at a grocery store, and since I'm around so many people, she's concerned I could bring the coronavirus into her house. So what do I do with this situation?
Wow.
That's tough, because I can honestly see both sides of it.
Right.
You know, I've seen a lot of people that are, especially like people in the healthcare industry that are having to go in and be on the front lines and work with the sickest people.
Mm-hmm.
Like their kids are going to go, are staying with grandparents.
Yeah, I was going to say quarantined.
Like not even staying in the same house
right, when
they come home, that kind of stuff. So I understand the concern. That's just such a tough situation.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
And I know there's probably even legalities coming into play with this.
Yeah, if you maybe...
Because if there are legal things set in place...
I don't even know if the judge could give a valid ruling on this.
I don't either.
But anyways, if you've got an opinion...
Or if you're in a similar situation.
Yeah, and you want to share, you can always text us, 502-571-9970.
You know Bruce Willis?
Right.
He's married and not in the same house with his wife. He's actually quarantining with Demi Moore. And their kids together.
Yeah, his ex-wife.
Yes. Which, and apparently that's fine. Like, the new wife is totally cool with it. No problems there.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah, I guess
I feel like people are having to rise up and get along way better than they ever had because of this unique situation.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, you know, the distance being a thing.
Yeah.
It's not really, I mean, he couldn't really commute from Covington.
Right.
To Louisville every single day. No. So, yeah, I don't know. Katie texts in and says, is she doing it out of genuine concern?
Or is it contentious?
Yeah, I think you have to roll with it. But if it's out of spite, then that's concerning.
Well, they've been apart for 5 years. They're both remarried. So I feel like that may not be part of it. I think it could be genuine concern.
Another text that says, I honestly feel like he should use a program similar to Skype so that he can still talk to his kids and maintain the distance that his ex would like him to maintain.
Yeah, I do a lot of FaceTiming.
Yeah.
Amber says, going through the same thing with my ex. He's super irresponsible, though, and I have two other kids in my household who aren't his, so I have to think about all of my children and their safety and health. At the end of the day, it's not about hurting him or using the child against him, as most may be thinking that's the case. It's about the responsibility of doing what you feel like is best for your child.
Mm, yeah, another text message that says, I understand because I have a stepson that lives with his birth mom, but we both work in healthcare. They both love their children, and I'm sure that the father and his wife are taking certain measures to keep themselves safe. He should be able to see his kids. What if this never gets fixed? Then what?
Oh, this is going to get fixed. This is going to get fixed. Let's not go there.
Listen, Kelly is a scientist. She knows.
I'm practically a scientist.
She's practically a scientist.
I'm practically a hairstylist now and I'm practically a scientist because okay. I watch TV.
Right, exactly. I watch TV. I've seen Bill Nye the Science Guy before.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine, right?
We're going to get through this.
Anyways, free therapy. If you've got, I mean, and I seriously think that this is something that a lot of families that are, separated.
Oh, 100%.
Are dealing with.
I'm sure this is the case in a lot of households right now.
Yes. I mean, Stephanie comments and just says, contact the lawyer. This is where the red tape begins. Yeah. I mean, that's probably what's going to have to, especially if they can't work out any sort of amicable, like, compromise.
Right.
Then it's going to have to probably get to legal.
I understand the concern because you don't know who he's being exposed to when he's working every day in the grocery store. I'm sure that's a concern for everybody working in the grocery stores right now.
Right.
I mean,
or healthcare field or whatever.
Exactly. Right. I saw a story about asking if should they be considered like, you know, first responders, people working in grocery stores at this point.
Mm.
And, you know, there are a lot of people saying that they're not necessarily practicing social distancing like they should in the aisles of the grocery stores.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of grocery stores like Kroger move to a one-way on the aisles.
Yes.
So everybody has to, so there's nobody passing in the middle of the aisles.
Right, that's where the social distancing issues are coming up.
Yeah, and
which is smart. They're doing all they can.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it still doesn't necessarily help him out. So anyways, if you want to comment, you can. Just do it on social media. We've got it posted.
My gut in this is he should just be trying to FaceTime a lot. Just ride this out and, you know, go with the instinct. You got to try to put their interest.
Put their safety.
Exactly. Above your own desire to see them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be tough, though.
It's hard.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can imagine.
At Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can comment there. I mean, we said this. We threw this out there, so I can only assume that Disney and Star Wars, they listened. So, on May the 4th, otherwise known as many to be Star Wars Day, you know, May the 4th be with you, right?
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Yes.
Disney Plus is now saying that they are going to premiere an 8-part docuseries about the making of The Mandalorian.
They're bringing back the child!
So, it's not anything new. It's not like the new season. It's not season 2 of The Mandalorian.
But it's giving you a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, they've said is literally happening still in the fall, this fall. That's still on, you know, schedule for it. But it's going to be The Mandalorian, basically, docuseries, just kind of, as Kelly said, an in-depth look at the making of The Mandalorian. Each episode exploring a different facet of the Star Wars show. Interviews, new footage, roundtable conversations with Jon Favreau, which I guess is it good enough? Maybe. Is it going to satisfy the craving for The Mandalorian?
I mean, it may tide me over a little bit.
This is what might make it better. If Build-A-Bear releases the child, then I can get that. I can cuddle with it on the couch while I'm watching.
I don't know how we can get it.
I don't
know. Can we get a mail order?
I was supposed to, listen, I joined the list. It was supposed to give me a notification when it was ready. And I haven't gotten anything yet. I thought it was supposed to be this month.
No, I'm starting
to get the sweats.
No.
But I'm just saying, if they could just give us that, we can cuddle on the couch with a Build-A-Bear child and then watch this and just get a little taster, just a little taster.
Yeah.
But I am going to need them to go ahead and move up the October date of the next season. I'm going to need that to be sooner.
So
I'm going to need that sooner. Like, I will give them June. I'll give them June.
Okay.
That's my deadline.
So May the 4th. Is when it will premiere, and then just like they did with The Mandalorian, they are going to release new episodes every Friday.
I'm going to need them to stop doing that too.
All right, so I know.
I need that to stop.
I know, I kind of need to just binge watch.
I need to binge it.
Now, this is what I've decided, like my daughters and I have decided that we are just going to dive back into The Mandalorian.
Just start from script. From
we're going to start from episode one.
Okay.
And dive back in probably this weekend, I mean, because we just need that fixed.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And so going, and that'll be a good refresher as we head into May the 4th for the premiere of The Mandalorian behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
All right.
All right.
So but like we're getting a little dose of the child.
We're getting just a little. Just a tip. Just a little taste.
Yeah.
That's all you're getting.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
I feel like they heard our cry.
They did.
I feel like they heard us, and they were like, you know what? We can't give you the second season, but we'll give you this.
Well, okay, but I'm going to say, hey, Disney, you're going to need it by June. Move that up.
Did you hear Kelly?
I'm laying it down.
Don't make her get her mom voice on you.
I got a deadline for you.
Coming up, what is it? Was it a Thursday? Thursday. Yeah, coming up tomorrow.
Uh-huh. I'm losing track too.
What is happening?
I saw a stat that 60% of Americans have no idea what day it is. So there you go.
Right.
That's the world we're living in.
But yeah, coming up tomorrow, I think we are going to be hosting a happy hour with Bozzy. So
yeah.
That's kind of cool. And it's on Zoom, so I think we're going to have to post it a little bit later after you do it. And I think you're going to do it, right?
I'm going
to
do it.
From
and
your
we're
home bar.
Going to give an opportunity
to
a listener to do it with me.
Yeah, so this...
That's not a bad... to join the call with me.
With Kelly, yes.
And Bozzy.
Right. Yeah, so that'd be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it's a little happy hour.
So
have a cocktail.
So that'll be tomorrow.
Yes.
And we'll hook you up with that tomorrow. But
how are we getting people in for that? Have we figured that out yet?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I want to make it easy.
And we want to find the Bozzy fans. We don't want to get someone on that has no idea who Bozzy is.
I mean, here's the thing. If you've listened to DJX at least 20 minutes within the past 2 years,
You've heard Bozzy. Incessantly. But only for about a minute 30. That's about all he gives us. And then he's out.
Anyways, Bozzy tomorrow with a little happy hour, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
So, and you know, we've been doing a lot of these like Instagram Live with celebrities and artists and stuff like that. We're supposed to be talking to Surfaces this afternoon.
Okay.
That's the group that does Sunday Best.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which is a cool song and very popular. Yeah, that one.
So that one. We're
supposed to be doing that this afternoon around 3:15, something like that. So
on Instagram Live, or where is that going
to
be?
Yeah, okay. We just have to figure out who's going to be doing it. So, anyways, we gotta kind of pull the switches and figure that out. But
I gotta do some cleaning today in the bar.
Right, okay. All right.
Hashtag Michael's Man Cave.
Yeah, there
you go. Taking over the bar in Michael's Man Cave.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, pouring shots.
Oh, we got a lot of, it's stocked.
Oh, good.
I'll say that.
Good.
I'm going to have Kelly's cocktails.
All right. So, yeah, make sure you're following on socials at 997DJX, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or at Ben and Kelly Show. Again, same Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook because, a lot of
stuff is popping up in the socials all the time.
Yeah, because a lot of the artists that you hear on the radio, we will be kind of getting you in closer with. Online.
Is it me or do we have way more access to them now than we ever did before?
Yeah. I think
it's like it was really hard to like talk to any of these stars before this started happening. Now that they're at home and they can just pipe in on Instagram, we can talk to pretty much anybody.
They're not as busy.
Yeah. Yeah, and, they've got the time.
And that's part of it. A lot of it was like, oh, they're on tour. Let's see where they are. They're overseas. They're doing this. It doesn't matter when it's social media and no one can go anywhere.
Exactly.
It's like, it doesn't matter if they're quarantined overseas.
So what's Ryan Reynolds doing right now?
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I was, sorry.
Get Ryan on the horn.
Listen, I've been vocal about the fact that my family and I were getting ready to go over to Ireland.
Yes.
And we were going to be over there and...
Your daughter's competing in the world's championship. In the
world championship of Irish dance. And that didn't happen. It was in Dublin, Ireland. That's where we were supposed to go.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's quarantined in Dublin, Ireland
who's
right now?
Who's quarantined in Dublin,
Matt frickin' Damon.
Oh, your bro crush. Oh, you and Matt could have been socially distant besties.
Matt Damon has been quarantined for the past month in Ireland because flights have been shut down.
Yeah.
He can't get back over to the United States. Now, he's there with his family.
I was going to say, it's not a bad place to be quarantined.
Right.
If you're going to be quarantined somewhere.
He's been quarantined in this little suburb of Dublin, Ireland.
Just carving out his new best life.
And I could have been over there.
You could have been a socially distant new bestie. Maybe you could have been neighbors. That would have been amazing.
I definitely would have breached social distancing norms if I saw Matt Damon.
At least hanging out in the bushes, trying to get a glimpse.
And what is so crazy about the way my mind works is I immediately go to, okay, what if? What if I had, my family and I had been over in Ireland and we weren't able to get back. And
you're playing it out?
And we're playing it out. And then all of a sudden I see Matt Damon like jogging or at the laundromat or at the grocery store or whatever.
And you just
what
become
do I
bros.
Do? What do I do? What's the first move for me?
Well, you say, hey, Matt Damon.
Hi, I'm an American too.
I am also an American. And we should be best friends.
I know. Yeah. And I feel like in a situation like that, he might be more open to like an American over there. And
you know, well, he married a waitress.
Listen,
he ran
this entire scenario in my head.
Yeah.
Like it's never going to happen.
You're going to dream about it tonight,
and
too.
And it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Regardless, I'm sitting there. I saw that story. I was like, oh, what if? And it
what
was
if?
Like, oh, what if?
What if Benji and Matt Damon became besties in Ireland?
My Matt Damon friend.
Let me tell you about my best friend. You guys are skipping down the street, socially distant.
Oh, jeez. Oh, all right.
You're in a pub, cheers.
Anyways.
Oh, wow. That could have happened.
Indiana equipment.
All right. The word center.
Why isn't it Matt Damon?
It should be Matt Damon.
It should be Matt Damon. Right?
Center.
Yes. Now, wait, is this like Center College? Is it spelled weird?
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Yeah, good thinking.
Because
no.
Center College is C-E-N-T-R-E.
Yeah, that's right. It's not.
Are we spelling it regular
it's
way?
Like in the middle of a, it's like in the middle. Center.
Okay, center. C-E-N-T-E-R.
There you go. Center.
Okay. I think they did mean for it to mean Center College because we're doing kind of landmarks around the area, but they just spelled it wrong.
I guess we can assume that. Sure.
I think that's a safe assumption.
Sure, we can assume that. Center. Again, spelled wrong, but S. sorry, center, C-E-N-T-E-R. That's what's going to be your key
that's
to...
That's the ticket.
Yeah.
Spell it right.
Yeah, there you go. Spell it right. Get in to win $1,000, just like Anne-Marie did yesterday on 99.7 DJX. All right, so we do feel-good stories every single hour here throughout the morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
So this is fun. Kentucky Derby Museum selling dated Derby 146 merch to benefit COVID-19 funds.
Oh, okay.
So, and it looks like some pretty cool-looking stuff, too. So now through May 3rd, 20% of Kentucky Derby sales is going to go towards community members who have been impacted by COVID-19.
Mm.
And they've got a ton of stuff up there. Apparel, caps, accessories, glassware and bar stuff, home decor, party supplies, collectibles, you name it. It's up there. We've got the info up on our website at WDJX.com. We'll also tweet it out for you at Ben and Kelly Show so you can do some shopping.
There you go. Pretty fitting on Throwback Thursday that the Norton staff... they did a rendition of Can't Touch This.
Well, that's pretty perfect.
By MC Hammer. The coolest part of it is that our friend Lauren Jones over there at Wave 3 tagged MC Hammer, and he tweeted it out.
No way!
Yeah, he sure did.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, he wrote, Can't Touch This, Norton staff shares safety tips. And then he has a bunch of like praying hands and then heart emojis. And he says, Norton staff, you are appreciated. Thank you.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Love that. But yeah, I wonder if I can get a little bit of that.
You can't touch this.
There you go.
They're dancing. Oh, they got the moves.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, so just kind of...
My patience make me want to work hard. Make me say, oh my Lord.
Thank you for blessing me with a heart to give. It's PPE.
I like that.
I told everybody. You can't touch this.
Yes, why we spraying, because you know.
I
want to rub my eyes, man.
Can't touch this.
Yeah.
Yo, let me hashtag North Cares.
Clean new kicks. Pants. I got it like that. Now you know I
want to
dance.
I like that. That's
they
good.
They got some skills.
Pretty good there. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, the Norton staff there redoing MC Hammer's Can't Touch This. Pretty
they
good on Throwback Thursday there on 99.7 DJX. So we just heard You Can't Touch This done by the Norton staff there, which kind of amazing.
They slayed. That was great. Making up new lyrics, all the stuff, the dance moves.
Yeah, kind of fitting on Throwback Thursday. And another girl that's fitting to be heard on Throwback Thursday is this little girl named Lulu.
Lulu is hysterical. So here's the thing. I gathered from the investigation that I did, and by the way, shout out to my friend Melinda who sent this to me. This was posted a while ago, but her mom just, Noelle, she's I think a children's author out of Albany, New York. She just reposted it in March because it's amazing and it's kind of going viral again and got the attention of Chili from TLC.
And you're like, why? Why Chili from TLC?
This is why.
No, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy, get no love for me. Hanging on the pesticides, best friend's right. Try to holler at me.
I mean, this girl is feeling herself.
In the bathroom.
She is in the mood with some TLC's No Scrub.
She looks like she's about three.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy getting a love from me.
I mean, her eyes are closed. Geez. She is just in the moment.
She's fully performing.
Hanging on the pesticides. Best friend's ride. Try.
Bring it home.
Yeah. To holler at me.
Oh my God. Wow. That's good. That's good.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh my God.
All right. And then she says,
thank you.
Love it.
I love little Lulu, and apparently her sister just turned 8, and like the fire department came and did a little parade by their house there in Albany, New York. So I did a little social media stalking. I love these little girls.
We'll
tweet that out because it's fantastic.
For sure. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's that weekly distraction. That's what we like to say. And the only reason we know what day it is because it's Thursday and it's Throwback Thursday. And it's the time when we get a little loopy, get a little crazy, and play a bunch of songs you haven't heard on the radio in a while. Back to back to back to back to back.
Faux show.
It starts as a well-oiled machine. By the end of it, it's a flaming, like cargo car.
It's a cargo car on
some
fire?
Some sort of railroad track that is careening out of control.
All right.
So that's where it starts, all right? And we will kick... All right, feel good stories. We do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
A mom out of Richmond, Virginia came up with a genius idea to help her kids get motivated to do the chores around the house.
Okay.
You know, things are kind of lax. The kids are in the house all the time. They're doing the homeschooling there, all that stuff. So Sadira Gray was feeling the pressure to have to get super creative and stay kid-friendly with quarantine activities and try to keep the house clean. So she came up with an idea one evening to turn her living room into a makeshift AMC theater complete with movie signs and a concession stand. But just like the movies, you know, you got to buy tickets.
Oh, how are they going to earn those?
So throughout the week, every time the kids finished their chores, they earned movie money.
There it is.
And she even put up, like, showtimes. She was showing Spies in Disguise at 8 o'clock, Onward at 8:10, and the tickets were $5.
Wow.
So there you go.
All right.
I mean, the signs were on point. She even had like an AMC theater marquee. So she shared it on social media. It's genius. I might try it. I got to be honest.
Whatever
I
works.
Might try it.
Whatever works,
it's
right?
It's kind of fantastic. It's genius at Ben and Kelly Show. Tweeting it out.
99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. What's Justin Bieber doing? He's offering up his services to fly to your house and sing One Less Lonely Girl.
After the pandemic is over, it's all part of this hashtag all-in challenge that a ton of celebrities are doing. They've got a lofty goal. They're trying to raise $100 million.
That's pretty cool.
For COVID relief. And a bunch of, like, he's doing that. Tom Brady is offering up something. Ellen pitched in $1 million. Matthew McConaughey wants to take you to a UT Austin football game with him. Like, these are experiences. Meek Mill is auctioning off his Rolls Royce.
Wow, pretty cool.
So there's a ton of celebrities doing things, either auctioning off things or experiences with them.
All right, that's cool. That WDJX.com, you can get that. That means it's sports time! Sports.
Okay.
So, sports are literally at a standstill right now. At a standstill.
Yeah.
So, we're all wondering, what is going to happen in the fall?
Oh, yeah.
Are there going to be college sports in the fall, like college football? So, Dr. Fauci, you know, he's the kind of the head of the White House's COVID, like, response.
Task force. And, yeah, he's in there doing that.
He's the dude.
With the things. He's doing the things.
He went and he actually answered that question yesterday.
There's a way of doing that. Nobody comes to the stadium.
Wait, what? That's what he said. Nobody comes to the stadium. You're going to have to explain.
Put them in big hotels, you know, wherever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled, namely a surveillance, but have them tested like every week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family and just let them play the season out.
Wow.
Okay, so play like without fans there to watch.
No fans.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what Dr. Fauci's saying. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, across America as this continues. And as things start to kind of probably business starts to come back and things like that. But I don't know about huge gatherings and huge sporting events and things like that. I don't know.
It's going to be a slow rollout. Cinemark said that the CEO said yesterday he's planning to reopen theaters by July 1st. So he's banking on the fact that by then the pandemic is going to be, you know, subsiding enough to be able to
open up for business. Did you just squeeze movie news into the whole sports?
Well, we're talking about opening up things.
Sports?
Sportsy sports, movie news.
Sports?
Yeah.
Sports?
That happened.
Sports!
Yeah.
Sports!
Okay.
By the way, there's more sports to come before the end of the hour.
Oh, I'm excited.
I have more sports to come.
You have more sports?
I have more sports.
I'm excited.
We are the Sports Authority. Thank you very much. Yes. Sports Authority.
Okay.
Right here. Ben and Kelly, when do you think sports?
Super excited.
You come to the 997 EJX.
Mark your calendar. Set a reminder.
Mark your calendar?
Yeah, for today. In like 10 minutes?
Like 15 minutes?
15 minutes. All right.
Am I bad? I don't know.
Awesome.
All right, that's sports! FYI, coming up next Friday, our virtual prom. This is pretty cool. We are going to have, by the way, confirmed Jack Harlow. He's going to be popping into the prom to...
To see what's popping?
To see what's popping.
See what I did there?
Yeah, see what
she's going to be seeing what's popping.
That's very good. That's very good.
That's the name of the song.
It's very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Instagram Live at 997DJX. Going to be prizes. There's going to be music played on 997DJX from 8 to 9 next Friday night. So it's kind of going to match with what's happening on the radio and on Instagram Live. So that's kind of cool there, too. The virtual prom brought to you by Campbellsville University. On 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, we got to introduce you to, well, not introduce you, but just let you know what different sportscasters are doing when they're out of work.
They don't have sports to commentate on. They got to get creative.
They don't. All right. WDJX.com. Right now, the entire show is getting the most listens. Everybody's kind of going in and checking out at their own leisure. What happened on the show? So.
Yeah, your schedule's off in the morning. We get that. You're not really commuting anymore.
Right.
Your commute's like 2 seconds.
Sure.
So.
From your couch to the living room.
Now, when you get around to it, you can spend some time with the Ben and Gil.
There you go.
The BK Congo.
Yeah, WDJX.com. Click listen. And I'm going to go ahead and do this because it is the official sports. Okay, so here's the thing. BBC sports commentator Andrew Cotter, right? Uh-huh. He's not doing much, as most sports commentators are not doing much right now because...
Yeah, there's no sports to commentate.
There are none. Right. So what he decided to do was commentate on his two labs. He's got a yellow lab and he's got a black lab. And on their bone. So the black lab has the bone. And the game he kind of created was a... Can the yellow lab steal the bone from the black lab?
And patience is the key here.
And perhaps a few signs of overconfidence from her rival. A bit of showboating. Needs to be careful.
I like his accent.
I know.
And there's the change from the classic hold. Still placed on the outside, though. Great technique.
Yeah, so he's talking about how the dog is like holding the bone and chewing on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her mind will be empty. 20 seconds to go now. Olive closing in on victory and that coveted prize. We're being told she's a very good dog. One paw to control and a switch.
Yeah, so he's... Uh-oh. So the black...
So this is Mabel and Olive.
Yeah, yeah. The black dog is Mabel. Right, and Olive is the yellow dog. And so Mabel is just kind of like flipping the bone around and like... And
Mabel... Olive is just watching.
Is watching and she's kind of creeping up. Not even creeping up, but they're both like laying on the floor, right?
Right, and she's waiting for her moment.
Now Mabel's sensing this might be a chance, still waiting, still believing. And you wonder what Olive is doing here, only has to hold on.
Oh, no.
Going to the upright though,
no.
High tariff.
Oh no!
With no opposable thumbs,
oh, no.
High risk at this stage. And it's gone and Mabel takes it.
Wow.
No mercy from the younger dog.
No mercy!
He takes this victory just as time runs out, a famous win built on patience.
Wow!
See, we got it messed up. Mabel was the younger dog. She was coming in for the kill. Olive is the one that had the bone.
So basically, basically, the black lab lost the bone in the last second to the yellow lab.
And sheer belief. For Olive, only thoughts of what might have been, but only herself to blame. She's given this one away.
Yeah, so like the camera zooms in on the black lab's face, and the black lab's just like...
And that will hurt most of all.
And this will hurt most of all.
Bad dog.
Bad dog.
Oh, no.
Bad dog.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is all too real in our house because we have two dogs and they fight over the same. We've got 50 million chew toys in the house. They will fight over the same one every time.
That's a good one.
That's great.
Not a good one.
I love it.
So, yeah.
He's done a couple of those, too. They have, like, their bowls. It's like a bowl challenge.
Yeah.
I'm invested in Olive and Mabel.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do
when there are no sports? You make sports happen.
Yes.
All right. So, like we said, catch up on what you missed up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Okay.
Follow on the socials.
Oh, yeah. Ben and Kelly Show.
There is a little gift, a hidden gift that you've deposited on the Ben and Kelly Facebook page, have you not?
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Oh, great. All of them?
Yes.
Is that necessary?
Guys, We were doing some digging and happened to come across this video that we did 10 years ago.
It's one of the most viewed in our history.
Well, let's just say it has over 50,000 views.
That's stupid.
It is.
It's dumb.
Okay.
In fact, you know what? Don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
Don't go to
Ben and Kelly Show. No. Do not watch this.
No.
All right? Kelly's foot swirling. That's all we're going to say. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.